It's a way to pump gas prices lower. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden wants a gas tax holiday to spend the federal tax we pay.
But he can't just snap his fingers and make this $10 billion project happen. He needs Congress to act, and that is not a sure thing. Senator Tom Cotton is writing, the Dems' so-called gas tax holiday is a gimmick worth 18 cents a gallon, or about 6% of the increase in gas since Biden took office.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. The price of gas is down 8 days in a row. Another penny this morning. AAA's national average for regular now about $4.95 per gallon. They're having a horrible day in Afghanistan. An earthquake killed at least 1,000 people, 1,500 more injured in a rural mountainous area near Pakistan. A Senate vote has started debates on a gun control compromise.
Something that is capable of becoming a law. Something that will have the potential to save lives.
Senator John Cornyn's among the Republicans who worked with Democrats on the legislation that would expand background checks on gun buyers under 21, keep guns from some domestic abusers, and it helps states enact laws to take guns away from those deemed dangerous. There's also money to beef up school security as the controversy simmers over last month's massacre in a Uvalde, Texas school.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure.
Texas Public Safety Director Stephen McCraw says officers could have stopped the gunman in minutes. Instead, it took over an hour, and he was very critical of the school's police chief.
He waited for a key that was never needed.
Because McCraw says the classroom door was unlocked, Uvalde's mayor was critical of the testimony, calling it all a clown show, claiming he gave misinformation. A congressman, former President Trump backed, then backed away from, lost a Republican Senate primary in Alabama. Katie Britt beat Bo Brooks.
We want someone who will fight for our Christian conservative values.
She will face Democrat Will Boyd in November. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We mentioned a Trump-backed candidate winning a Republican primary runoff in Alabama for Senate, but in a House race in Georgia.
In the 10th District, Trump-backed Vernon Jones lost his runoff race to Mike Collins. Jones thanked his supporters for a chance at Congress, but said he's not stopping.
I'll be going across Georgia, helping people get elected that who believe and love this country, and all across this country doing the same thing.
Collins now faces Tabitha Johnson Green in November. She won a Democratic runoff in the same district. In the Secretary of State's race, Republican Brad Raffensperger now has a general election opponent. B. Nguyen handily won his Democratic runoff over D. Dawkins Hagler. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In Virginia, Jen Kiggins and Yesley Vega won Republican House primaries, hoping to unseat Democrats in districts the GOP believes are vulnerable. Nearly a year after Bill Cosby was freed from prison when Pennsylvania's Supreme Court overturned the comedian's sexual assault conviction, he loses another court case.
A civil trial jury in California has found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl in 1975. The jurors in Los Angeles County ruled in favor of Judy Huth, who alleged that the comedian met her and her high school friend on the set of a film, taking them to the Playboy Mansion a few days later. Huth then went on to testify that Cosby exposed himself to her and forced her to perform a sex act. Cosby's lawyers on his behalf denied the accusation, as the comment neither attended the trial nor testified. The jury of nine women and three men believed Huth, finding that Cosby intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with her and reasonably believed she was a minor. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
On Wall Street, selling may return. Dow futures down nearly 400 points the day after a big rebound. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.